K-State Nation, y'all know what it is. The Pro Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of Kansas State University. Eddie Greer checking in with y'all on this Thursday, November 7th, 2024. The Pro Project Podcast. All things K-State sports. Or that's football, women's volleyball, which we'll get into it. Volleyball, which we'll get... We will get there in a second. My goodness. Maybe it's that cold weather out there. I can't talk. Soccer, golf, tennis, basketball is on the way for both men and women, and so much more. If it's your first time listening to this podcast, thank you so much for taking time out of your Thursday to listen to this podcast. And feel free to go ahead and hit that, especially if you're a K-State fan living up here in the Kansas City area or back there in Manhattan, Kansas, or around the Midwest. Go ahead and hit that like, subscribe button, and hit the alarm button every time we post content, pretty much post content on here almost daily. So you're getting something about 10 to 15 minutes about something sports, what happened the previous day, or even breaking news. So definitely go ahead and hit that alarm button every time we post content of the Pro Project Podcast. We're on Spotify, iTunes, and so much more. And I did record two more episodes, and there was breaking news around Mike DeBeanie. That is going to go out tomorrow in a football team, of course, on their final bye week of the 2024 season, come off of a bad loss against Houston in that monsoon down there in Houston last week. So I recorded a couple episodes already. Those are going to be, look for those in the upcoming days, and probably have that football episode coming out on Saturday, looks like, because we got basketball to get to, but we have women's volleyball to get to right now. Postcast, women's volleyball, we're going to talk about for the rest of the morning here. And K-State continuing the trend in the right direction here as they clean sweep Arizona. And finally, it did not have to take five sets to get this done. K-State, second road sweep of the year last night, sweeping the other Wildcats, the Arizona Wildcats, 28-26, 25-17, and easily 25-18. So you could probably say the number one set was key for K-State, because this was a good set down there for Arizona. But K-State got what it needed to do to win that set. And from there, it took the sails out of Arizona. Another big game for Izzy Suyeski. Izzy, 40 more assists in this game, coming in this game there. The Cats, 50 kills on the night, 15 attack errors there as well, dropping Arizona. I talked about this, I think, last week on this podcast. Arizona's in the bottom of the league. You need to win this game, and K-State took care of business down there. L. Larkin, 19 digs. Again, you had Jordan Williams out, and Liz Goryowski done for the year, according to the Run It Back podcast, our friend, a friend of the show, Jasmine Halliburton, getting those updates there. So I'm passing that along to you guys. Greg Goryowski out for the year. Jordan Williams, I don't know if she played this game or not. but we do know Ella Larkin did play, 19 digs. In this one, Aaliyah Carter, 12. Molly Diggs added 11 more. And Molly put up a pair of aces in this one as well. Brennan Schmidt continues to, and she did this last year. Brennan Schmidt played her best ball late in the second half of the season last year. She's doing it again this year. Three blocks. That was a match high in this one as well. Six Wildcats registered kills in the victory there. Carter leading the way there. Of course, Aaliyah Carter picking up the slack a little bit. But again, I don't need to tell you about this. Aaliyah Carter is a dog. 16 there as well. Shaylee Myers, who was inserted into the lineup there a few weeks ago, continues her solid play with 12. And Anaya Clinton, I got the pronunciation this time. I've been saying it the wrong way. Anaya Clinton, the other AC, a part of the AC squared, along with Leah Carter. Clinton added 11 there last night in the Battle of the Cats. The Cats, the Pearl Cats, sweep the other Cats out west in Arizona. Part of that two-game road swing out there in the state of Arizona to get that kick started last night with a clean sweep there as well. K-State now bumping up their overall record to 9-11. They're coming. These guys are coming. And 7-4. And more importantly, look at that. Look at that record in that Big 12 conference. Ooh-wee! 7-4 in the Big 12 now. Three-game match streak. This is the second time this year that the Cats have gotten themselves to winning three consecutive matches. Ooh, that did not that did not feel good at all. Three match winning streak. I ain't talking about the win streak. I'm talking about my IT man. But anyways, three match win streak. They were going in that tomorrow night against Arizona State, who is right there at top of the league with KU. It'll be a tough battle. But again, I think K-State, they play that best ball. They can take this team to the limit here. We've seen it all year long. So 7-4 in the conference for K-State. Arizona State tomorrow night, their opponent is 10-2. This is the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, postcast, women's volleyball, K-State 3, Arizona nothing. Eddie Greer, the third for this K-State podcast here. Jason Mansfield, I will close this out with his post-game comments from last night saying, quote, "We've been working hard on controlling the ball better and connecting on offense. I thought we did both of those things well tonight. Arizona is extremely an athletic team that is tough to slow down offensively, but I thought we did a great job with the scouting report and staying on our assignments. We haven't won back-to-back sets in a while, so it was nice to play clean enough to win in three, especially on the road. Every time we gave up a run of points, we responded. And of course, my laptop wants to go the other direction here. So, yeah, thanks a lot, laptop there. We responded with a run of our own. That is big for us," end quote. Yeah, so this was, we haven't seen enough of these. Three-game sweeps by the Cats. It's nice for this team finally to put something together where we don't have to sweat it out for the whole game. You know what I'm talking about? So, yeah, definitely. And let me see if I can go ahead and type in the standings now for the volleyball team. Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, so 7-4, and like I said, the beginning of the year, it's like, oh no, man, this team, I'm worried a little bit. But now you want to play your best ball late in the season. You want to have a good long run, kind of stealing a NASCAR phrase there. You want to be good late in the season. You want to have you want to play your best ball, and you're going to be playing an Arizona State team who is tied. I talked about, just mentioned it, but not the records, right? Arizona State and KU locked up in the top of the Big 12 right now, 11-1 apiece. Where is your K-State? Right where they need to be, top of the league, and they're still tied with BYU and a game back of Utah in the top half of the league right now. So K-State right now doing what it needs to do, staying right there. So good. And then you got the rest of the league behind that. Houston, 6-5, and then everybody else is below 500, well below 500. So huge, big win. You needed to beat Arizona State because they're bad. I mean, yeah, their overall record's over. They were 13-8, now 13-9. But their conference record, they have struggled with conference play, 2-9. So you needed to beat the teams you need to beat. So next up for K-State Women's Volleyball, Arizona State, tomorrow night, 8 Central Time, ESPN+. Plus. You have the ESPN Plus app, Big 12 Now Network. Yep, I haven't plugged that in a minute. So if you don't, then you better get it now because women's basketball games will be on that. And I believe a couple men's games will be on that as well. K-State clean sweep the volleyball team over Arizona 3-0. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State. You can get it wherever podcasts are found out and probable. Have some fresh content over on the Podbean app. Get the Podbean app right now. Download that to Podbean app. Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast, GRIER number 3 EDID apostrophe S podcast. That's GRIER the number 3 EDID apostrophe S podcast, the Podbean app over there. It's been a long minute since we recorded over there due to craziness, but hopefully we'll get someone there here very soon, probably tonight, there with Alex Aiden over there on that channel. That's going to wrap things up on this postcast edition here on the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sport. Again, K-State Women's Volleyball Team winners last night in the state of Arizona. Take down the other Wildcats. The Arizona Wildcats, 3-0. And now, 9-11 overall in 2024. But more importantly, the conference record looking good. And now they look to upset Arizona State tomorrow night. K-State Women's Volleyball Team sitting at 7-4. In the conference. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another episode of the Pearl Project Podcast. K-State, your team every day. Go Cats.